Just take away precipitation. We're talking about wind gusts that will generally be 40 to 65 miles per hour all night long. I personally wouldn't want to be on the roads, especially if I'm in a high-profile vehicle. But then when you add the precipitation onto it, and especially in the form of snow, it's definitely going to be not a good idea at all to be out on the roadways. And while the good news is most of the snow will be heavy and wet snow because of temperatures staying close to the freezing mark for much of the time that it will be snowing, that could still lead to a few icy spots once those temperatures drop below freezing.